Welcome to this edition of Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson.
We're talking about our physical bodies as well as our mental powers. Our physical bodies as well as our mental powers. So, here's what Paul is saying. I must not allow my strength, my energy, my appetites, my speech, my mind, my imagination, my emotions to be used in the service of sin. I must not allow it.
Today on Back to Basics, Pastor Brian is continuing his study in the book of Romans. Join us as Pastor Brian begins in Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 14, in a message titled, Knowing, Reckoning, Presenting. Now, here's Pastor Brian.
How can I get to that place where this is no longer controlling my life? How do I get to that place where I'm free to move forward in my relationship with God? It's relatively simple. God has not made it real complicated, but somehow we just, to some extent, we just miss it. So hopefully, as we go through here, we can get it. But it involves three things. It involves knowing certain things, number one. Secondly, it involves considering those things to be the facts. And thirdly, it involves presenting ourselves to God. So as we go through these first 14 verses here of chapter 6, we're going to hit on each of those points. So, Paul's saying, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? That's the key right there. How shall we who died to sin, that's the key, live any longer in it? Or do you not know? Do you not know? There's much of our trouble stems from ignorance. There are things we just don't know. Not because God hasn't told us about them, but for whatever reason, we haven't listened. We haven't gotten it. And Paul, on many occasions, he comes around to this kind of questioning to his readers. He says this many times over. Do you not know? The idea there is that these are things that you're supposed to know. Things that we're supposed to know. Number one is that we are dead to sin. So do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be the slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him, for the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. So, the first thing is knowing. What are we to know? Well, number one, we're to know that we are dead to sin. We've died to sin. So a dead man doesn't have a problem with sin. You understand that, right? If you're dead, sin's lost its grip on you. So this is the picture that Paul is wanting us to get into our minds. You have died. So since you've died, sin no longer has that hold on you like it did when you were alive. You've died to sin. And then he says, don't you know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ, we were baptized into his death? Now, baptism itself is, it's really a picture of death, burial, and resurrection, isn't it? You think about it. When you're baptized, there you are. You've received Christ. Your sins have been forgiven. And now here you are publicly. You're acknowledging that. And as you're submerged under the water, it's as though you're being buried. It's as though you're going down into the grave. And that's it. The old man is then buried there. And then as you're brought up from the waters, just as Jesus came up from the grave, resurrected, so you're coming up now, leaving the old life behind, and now you're coming forth in the power of the Spirit of God to live, as Paul says here, in the newness, or to walk in the newness of life. You see, but we've got to understand this. So much of the Christian life and success in the Christian life is about knowing the truth and applying the truth. Remember, Jesus said that. He said, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What did he say? He said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So this is it. These are things that we need to know. Remember, God said about his people, Israel, through the prophet Hosea, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And there's lots of people today who are genuinely Christians, but who are still wrapped up in sin simply because they don't know that they died to sin. That truth, that reality hasn't permeated their mind yet. And they need to get a hold of that truth. Now, here in verse 6, I want to focus on this for a moment. Verse 6, he says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him. So this is how it happened that we died to sin. Now, when Paul says back here that we died to sin, in the Greek language, there are various tenses that are used that are important to understand to some degree because they help you understand a little bit more about, you know, what's being stated. So the particular tense here is called the aorist tense, and it speaks of a completed act. So he says, you died to sin. You're not in the process of dying to sin. You already died to sin. It's a completed act. When was it completed? It was completed when Christ died. You see, this is going back to the connection that we have with Jesus.
We'll return to Pastor Brian's message in just a moment. But first, we'd like to remind you that you can connect with Pastor Brian anytime through all forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also visit our website, backtobasicsradio.com, where you can download a podcast of today's message or stream it for free. So take a moment and go to our website and be sure to sign up for Pastor Brian's weekly devotional. Now, let's continue with today's message.
When Paul speaks here about being baptized into Christ, I don't think that he's even emphasizing here what we would commonly think of as water baptism. He's talking more specifically about being joined to Christ or being brought into union with Christ. As he would say to the Corinthians, that we have all been by one Spirit baptized into the one body of Christ. So He's talking about this union that we have with Jesus. That we, through faith in him, we've become united with him. Now, since we are one with Christ, everything that happened to him literally happened to us spiritually. He died and was buried. We died and were buried. He was raised. We have been raised to walk in the newness of life. Now, he says here that we ought to know that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Our old man was crucified with him. What is he talking about when he refers to the old man? He's talking about the person that we were naturally, the person that we were by birth, the person that we were before we met Christ, the person that we were before we were born of the Spirit. And that person was dead to the reality of God in any experiential kind of sense. We were not dead to the extent that we didn't know that there was a God, perhaps, or, you know, could have some concept or understanding of him, but we had no experiential relationship with him. We were dead to the reality of God. We were dead to the truth of God, inasmuch as the truth of God had no force or power over our lives. We were dead to the purposes of God. We were walking according to the course of this world, Paul would say to the Ephesians. We were following or being led along by the prince of the power of the air. We were obeying the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. So that's the old man. Now, what does he say about the old man? That the old man was crucified. So this person that you formerly were is the person who was crucified. When Jesus died on the cross physically, literally, you were crucified with him spiritually. So that old man, that person that you were by nature, was put to death, or, as Paul puts it here, that the body of sin might be done away with. Or you could translate the word rendered inactive, inoperative, or, I like this one, put out of business. The old man has been put out of business. That's the picture. So, we died to sin in Christ. The old man was crucified with Christ so that the body of sin could be put out of business. The one through whom sin was able to rule over me, that is the one that is dead. Therefore, I'm free from the reign of sin. Now, that's the truth. That's what we must know. But now we come to the second step. And look what he says in verse 11. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ. Now, this word reckon, a more relevant translation of it would be consider. Consider it to be the case. So this is what Paul's saying. This is how we get victory over sin. There are certain things we've got to know. We died with Christ. The old man was crucified with him. So now I consider that to be the truth. That's a reality. That's a fact. It's not wishful hoping. It's not a positive confession. It's not just visualize that, you know, This is the way it is. This is the way it is. And I lay hold of that as being the truth. So that when the temptation comes my way to revert back to the behavior that the old man practiced, I say to myself, I say to the temptation, I'm dead to that. I died to that. That's no longer the person that I am. Now, know this. Those urges might come. Those opportunities might abound. And there's also the voice of the devil that will come along and say, oh no, you're still that same old person. You can't resist that. That's who you are. That's who you've always been. That's who you are destined to be. Those are lies. And this is where we have to consider being dead to sin, crucified with Christ, to be an absolute reality. That's the way it is. It's not the way it used to be. So you see, there's an element of faith here, where by faith we are laying hold of the truth. And again, as Jesus said, as we're knowing this truth and applying this truth, what's happening? This truth is setting us free. Because those things that bound me, those things that held me captive, are no longer able to control me, because I look at them and say, no, that's the old person. That's the old man. I'm a new creation in Christ. You see, we have to many times preach to ourselves, but if we don't know what to preach, we're in a little bit of trouble. So we've got to know. That was the old man. That was who I used to be. That's what I used to do before Christ saved me, before he made me a new creation. So I consider that to be the case. And then, listen to what he says. He says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness. You know, every sin comes through some temptation, and at every point, we have choices to make. We have choices to make. Am I going to present my members as instruments of righteousness to God and resist this particular thing that I'm being tempted with? Or am I going to once again present my members as instruments of unrighteousness and succumb to this and go back into that captivity that sin had held me in? You see, they're choices that I make. Now, because of the massive influence of psychology on the Christian church today, there are those who would almost give the impression, and some that even might come straight out and say it, that sin is not so much a matter of choice. We don't really have a choice in the matter. Well, to some extent, that's true. If you're not a Christian, you can get to the point where you are so captivated and bound up by sin, you no longer have any ability to exercise your will to get out of it. Sin is more powerful than you. And it can bring you into such a bondage that you cannot get out of it. But if Christ is in you and you're dead to sin and the old man has been crucified with Christ, and if you lay hold of that truth, then that is not the case. That's why Paul says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. You see, Paul tells us right there, the reign of sin for the believer is within the power of the believer to stop. I can stop the reign of sin. He says it, do not let sin reign. Now, again, practically, how does that happen? Well, I know those things. I'm dead to sin. I was crucified with Christ. I consider that to be the facts. That's the truth. That's reality. And now the members that I used to present as instruments of unrighteousness, I now take those same members and I present them as instruments of righteousness to God. Now, when we're talking about members, we're talking about our physical bodies as well as our mental powers. Our physical bodies as well as our mental powers. So, here's what Paul is saying. I must not allow my strength, my energy, my appetites, my speech, my mind, my imagination, my emotions to be used in the service of sin. I must not allow it. And by the grace of God and the power of the Spirit of God, I have the ability to no longer allow it. Now, we all know what it's like to have temptation come our way, to have unwanted thoughts hurled into our mind and so forth. And we can't control that. But what we can control is what we do with it once it comes. And even though there's sometimes strong pressure from without as the temptation is being imposed upon us, and even sometimes there's a corresponding desire from within because we've been there, we've done that, we enjoyed it to some degree, so we might sort of, you know, have an inclination to move back in that direction. There's a point where we say, no, I am not bound to this. I will not take my members and present them over to this. I will not allow my body to go there. I will not allow my energies to be exerted there. I will not allow my mind and my imagination to go there. And as we do that, the Spirit of God then gives us that empowering. And Paul's going to bring us to that as we carry on through these verses. There's this, see, the beautiful thing that we have in Christ is we're not alone. We're indwelt by the Spirit of God. The Lord is there to help us. He's there to give us strength beyond our own human strength to be able to, through faith, obtain the victory over these things. So he says, not to present our members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but what are we to do? Rather, we are to present ourselves to God. This is where it starts. I am to present myself to God. You know, a verse that has helped me immensely over the years, it's simply this. I am not my own. I was bought with a price. Therefore, I must glorify God in my body and my spirit, which belong to him. That's a truth that has helped me through temptation in my life. I'm not my own. I don't belong to me. I was purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. So I have no right to take that which belongs to the Lord and to just go out and do any old thing I feel like doing with it. And this is what Paul is saying here. He's saying that we are to present ourselves to God as being alive from the dead. No, I'm not that person. That person died, and now I am a new person. That wonderful passage in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. That's what we're talking about here. We have a new life. We're new people. We've been born again.
We'd like to send you a gift for supporting Back to Basics. Our gift for this month, for a donation of any size, is a book written by Pastor Brian and his wife Cheryl, titled Growing Together as a Couple, a biblical and practical resource for newlyweds and longtime married couples. This book will help couples embrace the wholeness of God's plan to have the very best human love experience possible. We encourage you to call us right now at 1-800-733-6443 or visit us online at backtobasicsradio.com. For a donation of any size to Back to Basics Radio, we'll send you this month's book. You'll find this month's book and all of our other resources waiting for you at backtobasicsradio.com or by calling our request line at 1-800-733-6443. That's 1-800-733-6443. Our desire is to encourage you in your daily walk with God. We'll return tomorrow with more valuable insights from Pastor Brian as we study together in the book of Romans. Back to Basics is the preaching and teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California.